Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good morning, folks. That's right. We are here at the Metropolitan Health Group at 4454 Transcontinental Drive. Come on by. This is all about Second Harvest and supporting Second Harvest today. Metropolitan Health Group have been great corporate partners for a long, long time. And they really like the mission and vision of the organization of Second Harvest, and I do as well. And brought a bunch of groceries myself and a donation, and glad to support their needs. And we're going to visit here with John Sellers in just a moment, but I just wanted to let you know that we're going to have Mike Weibel, Vice President of Marketing for Metropolitan Health Group, and Dr. Heather Gilmore, Director of Physical Therapy, at 12:30. And at 12 o'clock, we'll have David Ridenour, the Chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research. You're going to be shocked by how few mental health beds we have in this country, and we wonder why we have the challenges that we have. We'll visit with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. in the 11 o'clock hour with a special guest. And Billy Nungesser joins us in the back half of this hour, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana. Got a lot to talk about with him as well. So John Sellers has joined me here on location. He is the Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you again this year. John, let's start off this way. Government shutdown. Obviously, everybody's been concerned about it. The not-for-profit community, very concerned about it. But food banks, probably more so than anyone else. How did it impact you guys?
Well, before we even talk about the shutdown, we were facing a food shortage, and it was driven by an increased demand. We saw our number of people experiencing food insecurity in South Louisiana grow to 436,000 from, I think, 407,000 this year. At the same time, there has been, due to policy changes at the federal level, the USDA is providing less support. And so for this fiscal year, which started on July 1st, we anticipate that we're going to receive 6 million pounds less food from the USDA, and so that's creating a crunch for us. And so now the government shutdown starts, and really where it got intense was in November, the beginning of November, because people weren't receiving their SNAP benefits. Now, SNAP actually provides 9 meals for every 1 meal that a food bank provides, and so we went into this anticipating it was going to be a real challenge. We distribute food, not necessarily to individuals experiencing food insecurity, but we have a network of 500 pantries and feeding programs throughout South Louisiana that we help. And they were talking about longer lines, people they had never seen come to the food pantries, and a need for more food. And the great thing is that we got an incredible community response, in the form of monetary donations, as well as food donations. And that was just amazing. It's just amazing to see the community, the entire community, step up, and we really appreciate it. That you know the community support is needed, and they really came through, and we were so grateful.
That's, you know, so good to hear. And you and I were talking off air before we came on how this community really punches above its weight. When you talk about the population loss that we've had, fewer residents living here, but still giving in extraordinary ways and extraordinary numbers in spite of having fewer of us.
Right. I mean, it's truly amazing. You know, individuals, organizations, corporations just absolutely giving. It's just been amazing. You know, I've gotten calls from old friends from, you know, previous lives saying, hey, I hear you're at Second Harvest. I saw you on TV and, you know, want to make a donation. And just really grateful for that. Just incredibly grateful.
So long term, how does this pan out? You know, the whole thing with the USDA has always been a little bit of a catch-as-catch-can, you know, program, right? I mean, there's been a multiple shifts over years. I know that a lot of the cold storage warehousing throughout the country that actually stored goods for the USDA had a lot to do with how they were managing certain crops and yields here, as it relates to what, you know, how they would utilize that relative to foreign policy implications of other countries. That gets disrupted, obviously this whole supply chain has changed in a significant way, right?
Well, what I can say is that, you know, aside from the advocacy that we actively participate in, not only on our own, but through the Feeding America organization, they're, you know, we're part of a network of 199 other food banks that cover the entire United States. We don't have much control over what the USDA does or what the administration does. And so that's an uncontrollable. What is controllable is reaching out to the community, but also amping up our food rescue efforts. And that means talking to retailers, talking to manufacturers, talking to distributors, talking to, you know, co-ops, even farmers, about donating food. Or, you know, at the end of the day, if we need to make a food purchase, we make a food purchase. And it's really looking at our entire
network. So you're doing more direct marketing now in many respects in order to overcome those shortages, going to the sources.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been doing that, but, you know, we're making a more of a concentrated effort to do that and reach out to, you know, even some of our partner food banks to find out if there's a way that if we work together, can we make a more effective approach? And we've been doing that with the four other food banks in the state of Louisiana through our Feeding Louisiana organization. But, you know, really, it's really pulling out all the stops.
What's interesting in this state, correct me if I'm wrong, although there were some implications of the, you know, the reductions in SNAP, not as severe in the state as in many other states, right?
Well, we have the second highest concentration of SNAP recipients. We're after New Mexico,
right?
And we appreciated the fact that the state actually came forward with,
and that's what I was talking.
Yeah, they came forward with money and to help, I believe it was families with kids as well as seniors and even the disabled. Fortunately, ultimately, the federal government shut down.
My only point was it could have been a lot worse, and thankfully it didn't get to, you know, even more of a crisis. It is a crisis. There's no doubt.
Oh, absolutely.
About that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It could have been terrible. And what I'm hoping that people remember is the impact that it has had on food banks and the number that I want. And, you know, we keep repeating it: for every one meal a food bank provides, SNAP provides nine. And so just the comparison is just like, well, they don't eat SNAP. You know, let them go to the food banks. Well, that's...
Yeah. Well, the capacity's not there.
Right.
And I don't know that it could ever be there.
Right.
I guess maybe in theory it could.
In theory it could, but it would take
a number of years to develop the infrastructure. Because y'all, I mean, the building of this infrastructure has taken a long time, right? And when you look at the history of Second Harvest and how it's grown, I mean, it's been growing exponentially. But where it is today, it has taken a number of years. Y'all have developed infrastructure. In fact, y'all are developing additional infrastructure right now.
I'm glad you asked that.
So let's talk about that.
Absolutely. You know, everybody, I believe, within this listening area knows about our distribution center in Harahan. We also have a distribution. We've had a distribution in Lafayette since 2006. We added two distribution centers this year, a Lake Charles distribution center. We had a grand opening in May, mm-hmm. and we had a grand opening for a Bayou distribution center located in Houma at the end of July. And so those two distribution centers enable us to more effectively serve those communities, because as it stood now, as before, we were sending two trucks down to the Bayou Pantry Partners a week. Now we have a truck down there as well as a van, and the same applies for Lake Charles. And so we're able to more effectively serve those pantry partners that we currently have, as well as develop new relationships with new pantry partners to, you know, really effectively serve those communities.
And just so the public understands, a lot of times y'all are called upon to backfill resources in the event of a storm or some other weather event down there. And it mm-hmm. only made sense because I remember having conversations with you and Natalie and others, you know, about the difficulty of the logistics of moving food from this distribution center to Houma or to Lake Charles. You know, you had closed roads, you had power lines down, you had a whole lot going on. And meanwhile, there were people over there handing food out and needed additional food to hand out. So it only made sense that you guys would spread this network across the I-10 corridor, so to speak, in dealing with it. Because during the hurricane season, that's always subject to being in some type of distress.
Right. And, you know, what we do is we partner with all of these parishes, you know, their disaster responding agencies. And so we actually, before we had our grand opening in the Bayou, we invited a bunch of people, parish presidents, you know, emergency responders to the facility to talk to them and say, hey, we have this facility here for you so you can more effectively respond in the event of a hurricane. Thank God this year we didn't have a hurricane, but had it happened, we would have been able to respond to it.
Yeah. So let's talk about challenges 2026.
Challenges 2026. Well, as I mentioned earlier, we had a food shortage even before the government shut down. We're continuing to have a food shortage. And so we want to close that gap, and we're going to need community support more than ever. At the same time, that's also going to we're going to need to get those, develop more of a network for food rescue to get that food, whether it's whether we have to purchase it or hopefully get it donated to us. And so that's really what the challenges we face going into 2026. Prices keep going up at the grocery store, which means that those people who are living from paycheck to paycheck or have limited means that they're going to come to food pantries maybe for the first time. So I don't see anything happening to the number of people experiencing food insecurity other than it may be going up beyond 436,000. And so that's very unfortunate. And so we're going to have to continue to work to meet that need.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that there's a number of receptacle boxes or whatever you call them at a number of, I see them at grocery stores kind uh-huh. of all year round. And,
uh-huh.
and if you just think to buy one extra can, you know, and put it in the box.
No,
it helps. I mean, one can at a time. If everybody did that, you know, it's a lot of cans.
It's a lot of cans. And, you know, it's also, you know, going to no-hunger.org and making a donation. Or if you want to become a monthly donor, you can do that. And, you know, we really appreciate the support. You know, more than, I think it's 94% of the money that we receive goes to food distribution and purchases and all of that in our programming.
Yeah, I was talking about we used to do a turkey thing when I was the sheriff, and we did it with a national chain grocery store, and we found that by partnering with you guys, we were able to increase the capacity of who we were giving to by somewhere around 25, almost 30%. And, you know, it was huge.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, what I can say to that is that you know, if you say, hey, I'm going to go to the store, I'm going to buy a bunch of food, and I'm going to bring it to Second Harvest. If you were to take that money that you were going to spend at the store and give it to Second Harvest, we would be able to buy more food and therefore serve more people. And so
yeah, because y'all have relationships with folks that are giving y'all deals that no one's going to get.
Yeah, even below wholesale prices. And so that's really, and that's what we're going to do with it.
And that's the beauty of the cash donation is that
yes.
y'all can stretch that dollar a lot better than anybody else can.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have those relationships that we tap into. And so that's what we do. And that's what we've been doing with some of the money we've been receiving as a result of this shutdown and, you know, the public support. We said, okay, let's turn around. Let's start buying food and pushing it into our network.
And the important thing about the new distribution centers is that we need to fill them up.
Absolutely.
Right?
We need to fill them up, and we need to keep them filled up.
Yeah.
And then we need to sustain them because, you know, it costs money to fill those distribution centers up and then run them.
Absolutely. John Sillars, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. No-hunger.org.
You got it.
If you want to give a donation. The location, a distribution center in Harahan, is on
700 Edwards.
700 Edwards Avenue. Thank you very much. Had a little blackout there. Couldn't remember the address, but I should know it.
And that's the facility that your wife's family sold to us.
Absolutely. So, you know, in a great facility, by the way. And if you ever want to just go see something, an operation that it just runs completely efficiently and otherwise, that is the operation for sure.
Come and volunteer. You can work in our kitchen or you can work in our facility and can help us repack food.
And we are at 4454 Transcontinental Drive, Metropolitan Health Group. We are collecting donations for Second Harvest Food Bank today, either cash donations, check, or food items. We've got a whole bunch of grocery bags on the floor over here already this morning. So come on by, say hello, and give back to our community to Second Harvest Food Bank. Thank you, John. Truly appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Thanks for having us. Happy holidays to you, too. Have a great Thanksgiving.
It's John Sillars, Chief Strategy Officer, Second Harvest Food Bank. We'll be right back, folks, with the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Stay with us.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So, folks, help us make sure that no one goes hungry during the holidays. And come on by Metropolitan Health Group at 4454 Transcontinental Drive. And if you could make a donation or drop off some groceries, we would be most appreciative. We just made a delivery to them, and they took all the bags off, and we hope to make several more today as well. And also want to remind folks, let's pack the dome this Sunday. Bring the noise and beat Atlanta. You can win tickets to the Saints' next home game against the Atlanta Falcons. Score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints Falcons tickets from Saints Radio WWL. Your last chances to do so is going to be Thursday evening, very late at 11:59, I think that is. So you have a little time left to make sure that you get in on that contest. We're trying to hook up with the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser, at the present time. So as soon as we are able to do so, we'll have him join us today. There's a lot going on. I was glad to see that the city administration is utilizing biometric technology and compelling officers to actually show up at the district stations so that they can make sure and ensure that they are in fact showing up at the appropriate time and that we're getting a return on our investment or expenditure, our tax dollars, paying officers. If they're supposed to be on duty at 6:30, that they actually show up at 6:30 as opposed to coming in at 10 o'clock in the morning. And although there were a couple of officers revealed, there's a belief that there's more of this. And I said that, you know, this was an administrative, a supervisory cover-up, because I still believe to this moment, to this day, that you're not able to take advantage of the system like that without your supervisors knowing about it. Supervisors are there to supervise. Supervisors are compelled to know who's on duty and where they are and whether or not they show up on time or not, because supervisors are also the ones that have to deal with timesheets, payroll sheets, making sure that the administrative duties of each individual district is taken care of. So do we have the Lieutenant Governor?
Do so.
All right. We do. We have the Lieutenant Governor, Billy. Not a problem. Billy Nungesser joins us. Welcome to the show, Billy.
Good to be with you, my friend. How you doing?
Doing well. I know you've been making your way around the state and other activities as well. Lot going on. But let's start off with the Michelin Guide honors. That seemed to be a huge announcement. So many incredible restaurants through the Deep South, but more importantly, in Louisiana, in New Orleans, in the surrounding area. Very exciting news.
It really is. And I'll tell you, a lot of people say, well, they didn't name a lot of restaurants, but it's a three-year thing. They're going to come back. You know, it was heavily favored on New Orleans this round, but they do travel the whole state. And I think we're going to see more and more restaurants get recognized by that guide, which is going to help drive people all over Louisiana. So a lot of good news comes out of that to finally be recognized in that guide, because people actually go and follow that guide to go eat at those places. So it's going to be a great thing for Louisiana.
Absolutely. I'm one of them. So I always am curious who got what rating, and I'm trying to get to all the ones that were mentioned just in the city. In fact, we have a group of six of us, and we're scratching them off the list as we try and go to each and every one of those. Let's talk about the JRNY Awards. I'm not familiar with those awards, but tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a great honor for Louisiana. It's out of the UK, and they give awards to destination cities, states that really excel in the tourism industry. And because of our efforts to promote all of Louisiana, Louisiana was named the top tourism state in the whole country. A real big honor for us. We've got so many great partners all over the state that partner with us for the Rose Parade, for our trips to the UK, Germany, Canada. And I tell you, it's those trips that really set us apart. You know, people can advertise and run commercials, but when you bring partners from all over the state, you serve them a good meal, you entertain them, and you have all these travel writers and tour operators, and they get to know you personally, you have a relationship. So they book trips, and every trip we've taken, India, Italy, Spain, we see a direct result in the years after those trips of them booking trips to Louisiana. So it's great to be recognized as a top state for our efforts. It's a lot of work by a lot of people, a lot of travel away from their families to make Louisiana shine, and they've done a great job.
There's so much going on, actually, in throughout the state of Louisiana. Of course, we're right upon the holiday season. I know that there's a bunch of different exhibit openings, one being Mick Lopolis. Let's talk about his exhibit.
Yeah, that's going to be the fundraiser for the foundation at the museum on Friday night. You know, we try to highlight a great artist and all their paintings, and from Rod Reed to all the different great artists, and bring attention to it. And then we honor some of the Henry Shane will be honored for his efforts, all the great things he does throughout the community, but also his support of our museums. Will be honored Friday night at the Cabildo. So it's a great opportunity for us to highlight a great Louisiana that has given of his time and his money to support the museum and all the great artists. So that's another way to highlight our museums and give thanks to the people that support them.
Is that open to the public? Are there tickets for sale for that event?
You can still buy tickets at the museum website. Yes, it is a ticket event. It's a black tie event, and there are still tickets available.
And so that would be at the Cabildo website then, right?
Yes, at LouisianaMuseums.com. You can go to that site and buy your tickets.
So, Billy, I know that you... you're one that rides in a lot of Christmas parades and parades named after every living animal that ever walked the face of the earth, or at least within the state of Louisiana. What does your Christmas season look like and all the events? I think last year you sent me a list and I was like, oh my God, I don't know how he's going to make it.
Well, I tell you, this year, you know, Peanut, my big elephant, gets invited to all the Christmas parades. There's a Santa hat made for it and all. But this year, Peanut is actually in South Carolina helping that lieutenant governor in some parades up there run for governor. So Peanut's going to miss the Christmas season. But we will be partaking. I'll be in the boat parade. I'll be turning on the lights in Covington. There's, golly, 100 of them around the state. I'm going to try to get up and turn on the lights in Natchitoches, which I try to do every year. But there's 20 things every weekend. And I tell people, invite my wife's family's coming in from Houston for Thanksgiving. They'll stay for a week, and I encourage them to do their Christmas shopping and all here in Louisiana. And I tell Louisianans always, invite your family and friends here. Don't get on the road and travel out of town. Invite them here to spend their money in Louisiana. And because we've done a great job with our partners, with all the light shows, the lights at City Park, and we've even got some light and Santa at several of the state parks, we do that to encourage people to bring their families here and enjoy the things to do for the holiday season here in Louisiana.
So right on the heels of Christmas, we have the Rose Parade. Remind us as to who our featured individuals are and how many folks are involved in that endeavor.
Yeah, John Foster will be the entertainment, a great Louisiana ambassador. And we've got a little over 100 Louisianans signed up to come out and help us decorate that float. The theme this year is teamwork. And it takes a great team in Louisiana to make a pot of gumbo. Mike Strain, our Commissioner Ag, and his wife will be riding on the float. And we'll be talking about the rice, all the crops that come out of the ground, the crawfish, the seafood. And then there'll be a pelican stirring a big pot of gumbo, a shrimp boat on the front of the float, and everything will be covered in a weed, a seed, a flower. It's just an incredible opportunity. You know, we encourage Louisianans to come out and help us decorate that float every year. It's done with all volunteers. We found a little old lady in Pasadena who owns a beignet truck. She's from New Orleans. So we have hot beignets every day from 5 to 9 to feed everybody. We cook Louisiana seafood for lunch. And then one night, John Foster will perform in the Rose Stadium in the private party room there for all of our volunteers. He'll put on a special performance just for the Louisiana volunteers that come out and help us decorate that float.
That has provided a ton of exposure for us. It's amazing how many people watch the Rose Parade.
Well, you know, too, they don't throw anything. So everybody on the parade route has a camera out, and they're sharing those videos all over the world. It is done far greater than we could ever imagined. You know, we get $40 to $50 million return on less than $1 million investment every year. And it's at a time of year, I don't know about you, Newell, but I'm, you know, my New Year's resolution is always to lose weight and talk to my wife about where we're going on vacation. And what better time to have Louisiana shine on the international stage where people are making their plans for next year and Louisiana is front and center. So it's a great opportunity for us. And really, each year it gets better for us as far as the exposure. And we have a satellite truck that we rent and bring in the den. So we give the morning shows all over the country an inside look at building a float. We just ask for 3 to 5 minutes to talk about Louisiana. And we bring our partners, the North Shore, New Orleans, Shreveport, Bossier. Every partner from around the state will have time on TV to talk about what's special about their town, their city. So we're not just promoting one city or town. We're promoting all of Louisiana.
So are you asking us to believe that you're having this discussion with your wife about losing weight? Is that while you're eating the beignet donuts from 5 to 9?
I have the discussion where we're going to – I have the discussion where we're going on vacation. I have that discussion about losing weight every year with myself, but it doesn't work.
You're
That's
a hard-headed soul,
huh? Resolution.
Oh, man, it sounds like a complete blast to do that. How many folks does it actually take to get that whole float together?
Well, we bring about 100 volunteers. Now, there's volunteers that have been doing it since they were kids, some of them in their 80s. They really know what they're doing, and they'll tell me to put these 15 roses in the square and don't mess it up. So they direct the new people of what to do. They get the little kids involved in crushing up the coconut because every part of that float has to be covered. So they cover all the steel with coconut and different berries and things. So it's all volunteers except for the small staff working for the float den that directs everybody what to do. So it's an incredible operation. And to walk in that den the first morning and see hundreds of thousands of roses and orchids and carnations, it's an experience every Louisiana should take advantage of and come out and help us decorate. It's the week after Christmas. I tell people it's a great Christmas present for your family.
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. Let's talk a little politics. This year, with the upcoming federal elections, we'll be voting in closed primary system. Is there a move afoot to try and change that again?
Yeah, you know, I'm really disappointed in the Republican Party. They held a meeting in Alexandria. I was not invited. I understand only the governor went. I don't think the other statewide elected officials, at least the ones I talked to, were invited. And they decided to pass a resolution to tell the legislature this year that if you don't eliminate the no party from being allowed to vote in the Republican primary, we're going to sue you. Now, my father helped build this Republican Party on open primary where everybody gets a voice. So the Republicans decided on their own, small little knit group, that they don't want anybody voting in the primary but Republicans. So that third of the voters that are no party won't get a choice. So if the Democrat nominee or they got to wait till the runoff, that's un-American. And listen, I'm for open primary all over this country because we all can agree that Washington is dysfunctional. if we had open primary, those people that want to cross over, there were many Democrats that wanted to open back up the country before they did. But if they did, they get primaried out. And that's not the way it ought to be. You should be able to do what's right. And the rhetoric, the killings, if we had open primary, a lot of that horrible talk would be tampered down, because you'd need some of those voters in the middle. You wouldn't have to just win your primary. And Unite America is a group that's trying to change that. And if you go to their website, it tells you how few people are electing our elected officials in Washington. It's less than 20% are actually, and 87% of them get reelected every time with less than 20% of the vote. And that's un-American.
I'm in favor of open primaries. I've always been in favor of open primaries, and I was never shy about crossing the aisle and supporting people on the other side of the aisle from me, because I love the opportunity to support the best person that was running, right?
Yeah.
What's interesting, what's the most recent polling reveal on this issue? Do you know?
So, yes, the nonpartisan Unite America took a poll. 71% of Louisianans won open primary, 73% of Republicans. But this small group, you know, I tell people they're destroying the Republican Party. If you remember, Ronald Reagan said the Republican Party is a big tent. Everyone's welcome. And we can have different of opinion on issues, but we have the same moral compass that drives us for the greater good. And we can do great things in America. What the Republican Party did this past week is an embarrassment. They told the no party voters, we don't want you weighing in on who we pick. We want to decide on our own. So essentially, they want just Republicans to vote and tell you who your senator or your Bessie board or your public service commission. And it drives the rhetoric to the far right and the far left. And in the runoff, you need some of those people in the middle, but you're going to tell them, we don't want you voting in the first primary, but we'd like you to vote for in the runoff. It's just, it's horrible. And we built the Republican Party over the last 30 years with open primary. You got a supermajority in the House and the Senate, all statewide elected reporters. What the hell is the Republican Party or the small group? Because I don't think that group represents the Republican Party anymore. They've hijacked the party, and they think it's their way. They're not even listening to the polling of even the Republicans that want open primary. And several of the people were at that meeting called me and were disgusted how they called that meeting, didn't tell nobody what it was about, and then they passed a resolution. And they went around and got affidavits from people because they couldn't get enough people there to support their efforts. Just like when they endorsed a Republican for governor without even considering the other Republicans. It's run amok, and that's why more people are leaving the Republican Party and becoming no party, because the Republican leadership in that party is not listening to the people.
And the irony is that we've won. I mean, what do they fear? We've won more races. We have, Republicans have more control. In fact, I got a text here that says the Republicans won all the statewide races for years with open primaries. The only seat we didn't win was a governor's race because we kept putting up lame candidates. It's ridiculous to close them. And I think a lot of Republicans feel that way.
Yep. And let me tell you, close the primary, and what you'll do is you'll get the far-right Republican, the Democrats will get smart and get a conservative Democrat in there, and you won't elect another Republican because you'll pick the wrong one. You won't pick the best candidate, and that's unfortunate. And so that's why I'm fighting, and I tell everybody to talk to your legislators because, you know, they do a lot of threatening in the legislature to take money from your district if you don't vote the way they want you to vote. And that's unfortunate, too. You should be able to vote what's best for the people of Louisiana and not fear losing funding for your district.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. As always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight. Keep up the great work, and keep up the being the big cheerleader for the state of Louisiana. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, my friend.
You too. The Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That's right, folks. We are broadcasting live from Metropolitan Health Group at 4454 Transcontinental Drive, and it's really all about Second Harvest Food Bank today, giving back to the community. Metropolitan Health Group has been a great corporate partner throughout the metro area, trying to create a situation and a landscape for folks to be able to give back to their community. And we really appreciate them hosting us today here on behalf of Second Harvest Food Bank. It was really good to talk to John Sillars to learn more about their operation, the challenges that they're facing at the present time, and the fact that one of the federal programs, SNAP, is able to feed so many more people than what the collective effort of food banks are able to do, even though that they have quite a distribution network and infrastructure in place that they've helped develop and build over so many years of being involved in our community and throughout the metropolitan area. So if you can find some time, come on by 4454 Transcontinental Drive at Metropolitan Health Group's office. We're here. We're broadcasting live. We just made one delivery. They took them all the canned goods and grocery items that we had collected thus far, and they'll be back later this afternoon. So come on by and drop off some good canned goods and groceries, if you could, to make sure that everyone has a full-fledged Thanksgiving experience. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Folks, when we return after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., and in the back half, Leo John Arnett, the policy advisor at GNO Inc., and we'll talk about the most recent election. We'll talk about a number of issues with Michael, to include what's gone on around the city and throughout the state, as well as
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.